Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Lord our God has been moving by the Holy Spirit for a very long time. Ever since God made man and left him in control of the world to govern the earth, the Holy Spirit has been mightily moving. And the plan of God is grand. And I thank God that I fit in it somewhere. And so do you. Now the Lord's return is soon. And every day we breathe and wake up on this side of heaven is another day of great opportunity. If people knew how close we were to the soon return of Jesus Christ, they'd be doing all they can in their power to make things right. But because people have never seen the return of Christ, and we really don't know when it's going to be, people go about their daily routine. Now all the preachers are saying, many men of God are saying the same thing. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, that his return is imminent. And see, before he returns, he's going to let people know so that they... See, God is on our side. He's on the side of humanity. He wants us to come into his kingdom. The Lord put forth a lot of effort, much effort, to get mankind saved. You know, it's like he's pleading with man. Because the same people are going to... They're gonna feel many ways when Jesus comes and they're left. And also, many people are gonna, they're gonna feel many ways when some of their loved ones are left and they're taken. You know, there will be parents that are raptured and children that are left. There will be children that are raptured and parents that are left. And it's going to take God to wipe away the tears. Now, all these things has to happen. You know, people don't realize it. You have to, when I say things like that, that's a reality check. We have to realize the importance of the hour. And it's, you know, it's like the Lord knows this. And he give revelation to people that will speak his word. God can't speak his word by himself. He needs us to do it because he's recognizing the authority of man on the earth. He's not going to interfere. He can only get involved where we involve him. That's why people have to pray to involve God. God just can't be involved at his own will like cold religion says he can. Now cold religion always want to cross the lines of the rules and see, Satan know that God don't break rules. He's looking for God to break a rule somewhere, and God don't break rules. In the courts of heaven, he can't say God broke a rule, because God don't break rules. He's not going to break his word. He meant what he said, and he abides by it. Now as a man, I try my best to keep my word, because that's what I'm supposed to do. But I don't see everything like God can. So I try not to give my word too fast. I want to, and many times I've said I'd do things and then I'd have a hard time completing what I said I'd do. So it's best for me not to promise things that I'd With my schedule being so tight, I just don't like to promise people things. I want to do more than I'm actually doing. But we have 24 hours to do what we're going to do. And I do things the best of my ability. Now, God gave his word, and he's capable of keeping it. And he's going to keep it. And our situation is not going to change the facts of the word that God's going to keep. He's got to come back. It's more important than our lives. is more important than what happens to us. If we're caught off guard, we're just caught off guard. He's got to come back. He can't stay. He can't. He's not going to delay past the day he has set. He already set the date. He told me that about 2 years ago. He set the date. The date is set. And he will be back by that particular date that he set, which I don't know what it is. And he's not going to tell me. But he did enlighten us to the fact that his return is imminent, soon to be. And it's up to us to believe that information and receive it and speak it and act on it. If your loved ones are not ready yet, you know it, or you feel that they're not, then it's a good idea to take them aside and let them know that the Lord loves you, his return is soon, and his return is imminent. So that they can make a sober choice and not be left here. Now, everybody that's left here, they scoffed at the warnings of God because the warnings of God are more prevalent. You know, when Hollywood make movies about the rapture, you know, even Nicolas Cage was in his Baptist brother talked him into making a movie about the rapture, and he did. His brother's a pastor. And they made a movie about the rapture. Well, when people are left here, they're going to feel rejected. And the false prophet and the beast is going to take over and soothe and do a lot of soothsaying. They're going to make people feel important again. And they're going to take advantage of them. And they're going to have to prove their loyalty by taking the mark of the beast. See, you're dealing with a serpent. The false prophet, he looks like a lamb, but he's a serpent. He's not nice. He's not good. He's not godly. Because godly people speak... They keep the word of God. They don't trick people into submission and rebellion against God. Only false prophet people do that. Now, it's time now to go forward in life. Receive the warning that God gives us. We have to mix just as much faith with the warning of God and the counsel of God and the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God as we do the things we desire that are promised by his word. God gives us true and blessed, precious promises that will help our lives go forward forever. But we have to mix just as much faith with the warning of God. All of his counsel is true and pure. And we have to believe him. If we don't believe him, what do we believe instead? If we're not going to trust and believe God's word, what else? What are we looking at? What are we counting on? What are we taking as a greater truth? And what are we taking for granted? All these things need to be addressed as we go forward in the counsel of God's word. Now, the Lord truly loves us and he wants to help us and bless us, but he's limited by what we decide. It's our final answer. On that game show, they say, is that your final answer? What's your conclusion? What's the best truth to you? Is it God's word? Is it your word? Somebody else's word? Your parents' word? Your professor's word? Who's making the most sense to you and why? Now, to everybody that says something other than God's word, because people have the enemy stereotypes God's word. Because people gauge religion and God's word about what people who say they love him are doing. Now, are the people of God really doing all they could do for God? Are they truly representing him right? Now, people represent him in part because they know in part. You know, I talked about how recently how my dad is in my dad's church. They gravitated toward the knowledge of God and the things that they knew and understood, and they used the Bible stories to help build character in people. And then they practiced it. They didn't go around backbiting and saying evil things against people. They used the knowledge that they had, that they light that they had, that's what they used. And they did a lot of good. And sometimes they did better than the churches that believed in the power of God. You know, a lot of times when people have faith or they're baptized in the Holy Spirit, they want to look the part. They want to look as if they are very powerful people. But that wasn't the way that it was at Daddy's church. You love God for real. And you live the life of God. No Star Wars. No grand entrance. Nothing to bring attention to you. And yet, he was able to live by his faith. He trusted the Lord in those areas, and he lived like it. And one day outside the church, he said that he had daughters, you know. He had three girls. And he desired a son, and he prayed, he believed God for a son. And then the Lord blessed him with me. Now my brother was killed. He wasn't killed. He was stillborn because my mother fell down an escalator. And the Lord did. He got his son. He got me. And you know, our prayers count. They avail much. The Lord heard his prayer and blessed him. And he would believe God for cars that he wanted. And he would get it. But he didn't make a big show of it. You know, my daddy didn't talk much. He talked a lot in the pulpit. He didn't talk a lot. He wasn't the kind of person that's... He was a man of very few words and much thought. You can learn from him just by the way he thought and the way he did things. He's very kind. Every day at about 3:30, the birds would come and land on the power lines waiting on him to come because he'd feed the birds every day. He was a very peaceful type man. Man of few words. But those are things I learned. I just happened to be there at the right time. It was out to church, and he told me about how he believed God for a son. In fact, he was talking to somebody else. You know, I thank God for him. But we need to know God. And people represent the Lord the way they trust him. The way they have faith in him and the way that they trust him, that's how they know him. And that's the part that they can represent. So there's a lot of things that are not represented of God because people are just scratching the surface. So there's so many opinions out there because people don't walk in the fullness of the light that God's word gives us. So the world is looking at us, and we're not always looking at God. If we do, if more people will look to the Lord, no matter what, their eyes remain on him, a lot of hearts will become softer because they'll start desiring the trueness of God's word. There are parents out there with children with terminal illnesses and problems, and some are have special needs, and they would love to see the handiwork of God heal their child, heal their mind, heal their body. Some children are brilliant, and they're on a deathbed because they have a disease or a terminal illness or a disability that God can easily cure. But it's not going to happen unless somebody believe him and take him at his word. Now the parents are challenged because they love that they're devoted to, their eyes are on their child. Now when you believe in God for something, you have to get your eyes off your child and look at God. You have to be able to look at his word. Now elders are out there also. Elders are those who they are skilled at believing God's word. Elders are not the guy that's ordained the church as an elder. A real elder is somebody who, an elder can be a child. There's no age limit. They are mature people who are skilled at taking God at his word until whatever they're believing for is accomplished. And I know that in life, you can be checked. If you doubt somewhere, it's not going to happen. If the elder doubt, it's not going to happen. But if they believe in their heart, if they believe God's word and doubt not in their heart, that child will be healed. And so will others. And the more we do that, the more we'll walk in it. And when people see other people laying hands like the word of God said do, and getting healed, then other people will do the same thing, and some people will be better at it. There are people out there that will cherish something like that, and they'll get saved and they'll lay hands on everybody they can. The reason people don't is because they were taught wrong. They learned error and they believed it. And that gives the atheist guy something to work with. God doesn't heal anymore. Cold religion is behind the attack against God healing and people not knowing that God heals. Cold religion is. Not even the world. But the world, they go by what they see and not by what is revealed in God's word. And they're not motivated to read God's word for themselves to get their own faith. They're not motivated to watch Christian TV. And a lot of people that get saved by watching Christian TV, they were channel surfing, and the Holy Ghost calls them to they just happen to turn at the channel at the right time and heard what they needed. And it caught their attention. And the Lord ministered life to them through his people who love him and serve him. Now this is why we all must do our part. The way to help people out is to be a blessing, is to seek God's face, to know him, to seek him, to know him, to learn him, believe him, act on his word. That makes all the difference. And you can do these things. And I desire to see the handiwork of God unfold in all of our lives in the last days, because we're living in the very, 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 very last days. And we all need the counsel of God, and we all need to know him, and we all need to believe him. And seek him and take him at his word. God loves us. He cares about us. And he's going to help us go forward. He's going to help us do the things of God and go forward. We're going to get to know him. We're going to get to believe him more and more. And God cares about us like that. He's going to help us out, because he doesn't want our loved ones left behind. But they will be if they don't change their opinions. But if we draw near to the Lord, their chances become greater, because they'll see us living the love of God, the wisdom of God, and the holiness of God. And they'll have to, when we live the light, we challenge everybody, and everything is challenged when we do what we're supposed to do. When we take God and His word in their sight, they are challenged. And their heart, they'll either harden their heart, or their heart will be softer. Once their heart is softer, then they won't spit out the word that they received. And the Lord can bring back to their remembrance things that He said years ago, because He has so much knowledge to give us all. There's so much that we're missing out on that we don't have to miss out on if we would just do our part. If we could just do our part, we can do these things, and it'll be real. We can live the life of God, the counsel of God. We can operate according to His truth. We can be truly blessed. We can be blessed in Him. And He can take us at our... We can help build people up, and they'll go forward in the Lord their God and King. But those who look at the world and trust the world, they are greatly limited and greatly hindered by that world system. You see, Jesus went about healing the sick, raising the dead, blessing people. He did things where people had faith. And the world took notice, and a lot of people followed Him and listened to Him and heard Him and got to know Him because of it. Cold religion didn't change. They didn't budge. Cold religion never budges. It tries to figure out a way to kill the light. Cold religion is the worst thing on the planet. One time in Isaiah, the Lord put it plainly. He said, "The ancient and honorable, they are the head, and the prophet that teaches lies is the tail." You can sum up all the evil men in the world, but the people who reject the light of God's word and hold the truth, and you know they deny the truth, and they live in darkness anyway, they are the worst people in the world. And cold religion does the same thing. Anybody that believes cold religion, they work against the things of God. Now, most people do it by default. They're not setting out to represent God wrong. But when the truth of God's word is lived and spoken and taught in the sight of men, opinions have to change. And it works. It challenges us. What happens when people are taught wrong and they see more truth, it challenges them to the core. And they can't forget it. And they have to do something with their knowledge. They're put on the spot. So when we continually live the life of God, and you know, eventually they won't be able to find anything wrong with it. And if they love God, they're going to change. If they love the truth, they're going to hear God's word. Now, Jesus said, everybody that loves the truth will hear God's word. There's no one group that loves the truth. People love the truth, not organizations. Organizations have people. They're comprised of people. When the Catholic Church went rogue in the days of Martin Luther, there were people just like Martin Luther that loved God, and there were the rogues. So to say that the Catholic Church was all evil, that's not true. It never was. Because people are in the Catholic Church. And there were evil people in the Protestant Church. And there were godly people in the Protestant Church. So it is today. There are people who devoutly love God in every denomination. And there are people who are hard-hearted in every denomination. But when the light of God's word is lived and spoken, it can be observed, and it will be observed because it's light. And people will have to change their opinions. And people who love the truth will start observing God's word, and they'll start looking to the Lord. And they'll be divided by Jesus. Everybody's divided by Jesus in every category there is. But everybody that's willing to receive the truth of God's word and live according to the light, their sincerity attracts them to God. And it starts with their strong points, what they do know, the part that they do understand. And opinions will be formed in every category until they fully understand. So when the light of God's word is spoken and lived by his people, everywhere there are people, there will be change. Because some people will love God more than what they've been taught in the past. And their opinions will form truly and soberly. And we need to do that for everybody. And some people are going to refuse God. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. No matter what you do, they're going to refuse God. They're going to do something else. Their focus will change. But those that do love their God, they will be there. And they come from everywhere. So we need to be just as patient and get away from all forms of stereotypes. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.